Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Soitov, Memtes, the last and final Daf of our Masechta. We are holding on to Memches Amud Beis, 4 from the bottom. Upasku Anshei Emuna. After the Churban Beis Hamikdash, we lost our men of faith, Anshei Emuna. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, who are these people? Elu Bnei Adam Shehein. Ma'aminin Bakadosh Baruch Hu was speaking about people who have the utmost connection in terms of faith, full amuna, full trust, full belief in Hashem being the provider, Rashi says, to the extent that they are willing to spend their money for good things, for tzedakah, for Shabbos and Yantav expenses, for Hidur Mitzvah, knowing that Hashem provides for all our needs. Anshei Amona. The Sanya, Rabbi Elazar Gadol Eimer, what denotes the highest level of Amunah? And what is considered deficient in Amunah? Kol Nishiyesh Leipas Basalei. If one has what he needs for today, his bread basket is full. Vaimer, but he's still concerned and anxious about tomorrow. Vaimer, ma oichal lemachar. He's lacking a bit in his Amunah in Hashem. Einoi elamik tani Amunah. He's lacking in Amunah. Vainu, Adamar Belezer, as Rabbi Elazar tells us, Maidach Siv, what does the Pasuk mean? Ki mi baz liyem katnus, what does that mean? Mi garam, letzadikem sheyis baz be shulchanan, le'asad lavi, what causes that even tzadikim can lose their schar in the Elam Haba? Katnus, shroya bahen, katnus, smallness. Shlo yaminu b'kadosh baruch hu, they were lacking in their absolute reliance on Hashem, and that costs us. Rava Amar Eluk Tani Bnei Rishi Yisrael, this pasuk that we just mentioned, is referring to children, young children of Rishayim, who passed away during their parents' lifetime and brought them, this calamity and tragedy causes them much, much tsar and hardship. But it cleanses them, it saves them from Gehenim. Shema Baz Bezen Din Aviyim, they tear up the negative decree against their parents, Lasad Lavi Farim Haba, because these youngsters who passed away young and brought their parents much agony when they passed away, Omrim Lefanav, they turned to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Me'achashah Ta'aseh Li Parah, if you plan on exacting retribution and plan on punishing our parents in the world to come, Lama Hikesa Shineim Bam, why? Hikesa Shineim is like a Lashon of Makheshina we have in the Haggadah, souring one's teeth. It's a Lashon of pain and misfortune. Why did you put them through that tragedy by taking us away during their lifetime if in any case they're going to be punished? So this does the trick. Hashem cancels their oynish asad love it because they already experienced this tsar during their lifetime. And that's what the pasuk means. Kimi buzz liyayim katnos. The youngsters who pass away, they are buzzed. They tear up their parents' gzardin liyayim pertaining to the world to come. Amar b'lo bar v'rechya l'malei. If not, for tefillah se'shal David, David HaMelech's tefillah, that Hashem showers us with success, material success in this world. Hoye kol Yisrael marcher vav, all of Yisrael will be schmaltz sellers of fatty, gooey materials for a living, which isn't necessarily the most respectable profession. But David HaMelech asked that it should not be so. Hashem gives us should give us prominence, honor, and respect in the eyes of the goyim as well. Shenemar shisa Hashem moira lahem. Hashem provide moira to the paupers of Kol Yisrael. Moira means prominence. Give them power. Give them oisher and wealth, so that the goyim should not consider themselves as leaders of the world and running the show. So actually, poverty is good for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Beitza says, "Yo aniyusali Yisrael." Klal Yisrael, they don't know what to do with money. It's not a Jewish Yiddish zach. But Hashem, on account of David HaMelech's tefillah, switched that a bit and provided Klal Yisrael with bracha, with oisher as well. V'amr b'lo bar v'yechya. If not for Chavakuk's tefillah, how you based Talmid Chachamim miskasim talas echos? If not for his tefillah, that it should be not so. the Talmid Chacham would live in such poverty that two Chachamim would have to cover themselves with one garment. Voiskim Torah to learn Torah. Shnemar Hashem Shemati Shemacha Yeresi Hashem Paolcha Bekerev Shanim Chayo. That was a tefillah of Chavakuk. So Hashem Paolcha, regarding your pu'ula, you're doing your Torah. Al Tikri Bekerev Shanim, instead of Shanim, Bekerev Shnayim, regarding two Talmid Chachamim in close proximity under one garment while they're learning Torah. No, Hashem changed that. Give them more bracha than that. Vamar Rabbi Lo Bar Yev Rechya Shei Tamid Chachamim Hamalcha Bederach. You have two Chachamim walking along alongside each other, walking along the road. Vein Beinin Divrei Torah, without discussing words of Torah. Ruin Lisarif Baish. They are deserving of being consumed by fire. How do we know this? We have the pasuk with Elisha and Eliyahu HaNavi walking together, and there was a fire. A fiery chariot that suddenly arrived between them to take away Eliyahu HaNavi. Shenemar v'hi heimahoychem hoylech v'daber v'hinei rechav eish, that came right between them to indicate Tamad Ikadibur. They were spared because they were speaking Torah. Halak Adibur ruin the sarif, but otherwise there's no Torah, they are deserving of Sreifa. V'amar Rabbi Lo Bar Yev Rechya Shnei Tamid Chachamim Hadarim bir achas. You have two chachamim living in the same city. Ve'ein neichen zel lezeh ba'alacha. They don't get along with each other in matters of halacha, and therefore there's no proper clarity or leadership in this town, and people just do as they wish. Some transgress willingly, b'mezid, and some b'shoigeg. Because of lack of direction, the itamid chachamim will suffer as a result. Mida keneged mida, echad meis, one will die, v'echad goel, the other one will go into exile. Rashi explains, one chacham will inevitably kill the other one inadvertently, b'shege, by accident. So one chacham died, and that would be an einish on account of the members of the town who are doing things b'mezid, on account of their lack of cooperation. And the one who killed him, the chacham who did it b'shege, will go to galus, which is basically a mida connected mida for those residents who did averis b'shege on account of their lack of leadership. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, so a murderer goes to Gullus because he killed Bivli Das, and we learn lack of Das means lack of Torah, lack of Torah knowledge and Torah cooperation and Torah leadership. And over there, Bivli Das is a reference to lack of Torah scholarship and lack of Torah knowledge. Conversely, if a Talmid Chacham immerses in Torah and is committed to Torah even through thick and thin, through poverty and dchak, tefilos and yishma, so he has a special power and his tefillah will be accepted by Hashem. Shenemar kiyam betzioin yoshav Yerushalayim bachal yisivke chanoin yochnecha lekol zakecha kasham osoy anach. So the pasuk speaking about somebody who's betzioin, it's going to learning Torah. He's highlighting, he's exceptional in his Torah, his Mitzuyin in Torah, and he's learning. Mitech HaTchak, as we're going to see in the next pasuk, Uksib Basrei, V'nosin Hashem Lachem Lachem Tzar, Ramayim Lachas, they have a very little supply of bread and water, and still, the immerse in Torah Hashem will listen, Chonoin Yochnecho, L'kol Zakecho, Kisham Asoy Onoch, Hashem listens and responds. Rabbi Bo Omer Masbin Oisim Mizif Shchina, a person who conducts himself in this manner, learns Torah with sacrifice, Hashem opens up the wellsprings of Ziv Shchina and the secrets of Torah. Shenemar V'hoyu Einecha Royes Ismerecha, you'll see Hashem, you'll be revealed to Hashem's secrets. V'amar Rav Acha Rachanina Omer Af Eina Pargu Nin Al Befonav, this fellow is Zoicha, that the curtain, so to speak, that separates Hashem from the rest of the Shemayim will be open for him. Everything gets revealed to him. Shenamar v'lei kaneif. Kaneif is a lashon of knaf, a beged. Oid merecha Hashem will no longer be concealed from him. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Shua Mishum Shachar Beis Hamikdash Ein Yoyim. There is no day that passes without a klala Omer Rabba. B'chol Yoyim v'Yoyim Meruba Kelulasesh Meshachaveroi. Every day's difficulties surpass the previous days. Shenema ba'boker toima miten erev, in the morning you'll ask for night, u'be'erev toima miten boker, during evening you'll wish for a morning. Asks the Gemara, which morning, the past or the future? Hi boker, ilay ma'boker l'machar, tomorrow's morning, you'll be wishing for tomorrow. Why? Who says tomorrow will be better? Mi'yada mayaveh, how do you know tomorrow will be better? Ela d'cholof, rather we're speaking about yesterday, or this morning, meaning at the end of the day you'll say, oh, today was terrible, I wish I can go back to the morning, even though it was bad, not as bad as now. Asks the Gemara, if there's misfortune and klala on top of misfortune and klala, how does the world survive? Ve'elo, alma, amayka, mekayim, what's keeping the world going? Akdusha de sidra, vayheish me rabba, dagadata, says Rashi. At the end of davening, we say, Uvol atzien goyel, this was established so that the tzibur will say psukim of Torah and have psukim of Kedusha, expressing recognition of Hashem's Kedusha. So it has both elements. It has an element of Torah and has an element of Avodah. That's Kedusha de Sidra. And also Yesh Mei Rabba Da'agada to the Kaddish and the subsequent Yesh Mei Rabba, which expresses the Kedusha Hashem and the desire for Hashem's Kedusha to spread throughout the world. And that is said at the conclusion of Agada to when they have the Drush in the Beis HaMedrash. So you have the combination of Torah and Tefillah. So on account of those zechusim, the world keeps on going. Shenamar eretz ofsa k'moy eifel. The world is in darkness. Samovas v'lo yisidorim. If not for the sidorim, the sidra, the kedusha, and the yesh mei rabba, the Torah and the tefillah, the world will not survive. Hayesh sidorim, on account of these sidorim, yes, tafiyah mo eifel, the world comes out of its darkness. So this is like a glimmer of light in the world of darkness. V'lo yara tal levrocha v'nital ha'apirs. After the churban, the whole world, even the physical world, just suffered a big, big downgrade. Tanya Rav Shimon Lozor Emer, Tahara, the lack of purity in our lifestyle, Batlo Tam Vareach, diminishes the flavor and reyach of the fruit. Maser, neglecting the chiyuvim of Maser, Bito, Shuman Dagan, takes away the Shuman, the sustaining qualities of our produce and our grain. Rafuna Ashkach Tumrosa Dechinunisa. Ravuna was once walking along and he discovers this special, special variety of a date called Tumrasa de Chinunisa, which had a special scent, high quality date, which was uncommon at that point. Shakla, he took it Karcha, Bisidra, and he wrapped it in his cloth. Also, Rabba Brace, his son, Ravuna's son, whose name was Rabba, shows up and he says, one second, I smell something unique. Amalei Marchina Recha de Chinunisa. Why am I smelling the reyach of that special date? Amar Leis, so his father of Huna was impressed. Bni, my son, Tahara Yishbecha, apparently you're living a life of purity and therefore you're privy to this type of, you're sensitive to this type of smell. Yehovini Aleis says, okay, perfect, gift for you, here, take it. Adahachi, as this was going on, Asa Abba Breis, so Rav Huna was the grandfather, his son was Rabba. Rabba's own son, whose name was Abba, shows up. Shakla, so Rabba, who got the date from his father, Rav Huna, the grandfather, took it and gave it to his own son as an expression of affection. Yehavani Alei, Amar Lei, so the Zeder of Huna tells Rabba, his son, Bini, my son, Simachter Sleep, on the other hand, on one hand, you gladden my heart. I'm proud of you. But at the same time, V'yikhisa as Shina, you soured my teeth, basically, you caused me discomfort. You took the gift that I gave to you and you bequeathed it to your own son. As people say, Rachmi, the love, the Abba of a father, Abnei is on his son. Rachmi the Bnei, but the love of a son, Ad Abnei Davalei, I guess transferred to his own son. Basically, the grandfather has his son, but his son shows more affection to his own children, and they take priority over his father. Rav Achbar Yaakov raised, took very good care of Rav Yaakov, who was Bar Achse, the son of his sister, basically took care of his Bar Barte, the son of his daughter. So the Zayda took very much care of his grandson, Kigoto. But when the grandson became older and he was learning Torah, Amalei, so the grandfather asked him, Ashkayin Maya, can you serve me a glass of water? Amalei, he says, no, I'm busy learning love, I can't do that. Love Brecha, no, I'm not your son, I'm not really obligated in Kibud of Aim, I have no right to Mevatel Torah, as some of Farshim explained. This is exactly what people mean when they say, Rabbi, Rabbi, raise me, Rabbi, Rabbi, raise me, raise me. Bar Tachna, but I'm just your grandson, and I don't really have kibud of aim towards you. Actually, Rashi says, I don't have to honor you like a son would honor a father, or some of Farshim, a medayik from Rashi. It's actually a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether a grandson is mechuyev and kibud of aim, but in Rashi, it's mashma that he has some form of obligation to honor him, but not on the same level as a son. A son's primary allegiance is to his own father and not to the grandfather. But Pulmus shall Aspasianus. Rashi says Pulmus means chayil, when the non-Jewish troops would attack. So the first time they were led by Aspasianus way before the Churban, so the first trouble was brought about by this fellow. Gozru ala Torres Chasanim, on account of that tragic event, the Chachamim were geyser to tone down, to downgrade expressions of joy. The Chassanim at their wedding would no longer wear their crowns, while the Eros, and they canceled this Eros instrument. It was no longer going to be used. The Pulmas of Titus. Furthermore, we have Titus, which was the next level. And during that battle, Gozrul Atoris Kales, they banned the Kales. They disallowed them from wearing their sort of canopy, their sort of crown. Furthermore, a person should never teach his son Greek culture. The Pulmas Achron, at the last and final siege and war. This was during the Churban Abayis, which was also carried out by Titus. Chachamim decreed a full, total downgrade from in terms of expression of celebration. A kala should not even be taken around the city with an apirion, with some sort of elaborate canopy on the way to a wedding. Rabbi Yisenu Tiru, however, the Mishnah says that the later Chachamim reversed that. They did allow Shetetze Akala Bapirium Techir, and the Gemara explains because actually it enhances modesty and tznius by having her covered with this Apirion. What else took place? What else happened when Klal Yisrael went lower and lower in their Madrega? You read this Hadaris. Mishmeis Rabbi Meir, what else did we lose? When Rabbi Meir passed away, Batlu Moshle Mishalom, Rabbi Meir was had such a deep insight in the concepts of Torah that he could portray and illustrate in all types of ways, using all types of metaphors and analogies, and we lost that ability. Mishmeis ben Azai, when Ben Azai died, Batla Shakdonim. Shakdon is a masmid, totally diligent, totally immersed in Torah, which Ben Azai personified. We lost that. Mishmeis ben Zayma, Batla Darshanim. He had the ability to be Dorish all the psukim. We lost that. Mishmeis Rebbe Akiva, who can point to every letter in the Torah and tell us the deeper meaning, batal kvayda Torah, he lost the honor of Torah, which was exemplified by his presentations. Mishemesh Rebachinim ben Doisa, batal anshe maisa, we lost those people who can rely on their deeds, those who can make nisim and miracles, such as Rebachinim ben Doisa, who got the vinegar to burn, remember that story? Mishemesh Rebyesi, when Rebyesi passed away, Rebyesi kentanta, basku chasidim, we lost Chassidim. V'lam manikush mekatanta. Why was he given this name? Rabbi Kantanta, Shoyi Katanta, Shachassidim. He was the smallest, the last of the Chassidim. Mishemeis, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Batal zivachachim. We lost the aura of wisdom. Rashi says, Lo yadana, not sure why this is related to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. And other Mepharshim point to a Gemara in Sukkah where Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was well versed not only in Torah knowledge, but in world affairs as well, and world and Chachma, secular Chachma, and this endowed his Torah with a ziv, with a special aura and beauty. Mishmesh Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, when he passed away, batal kvayda Torah, the honor of Torah was lost because he used to learn Torah standing up. And once he passed away, weakness descended, and Torah was only going to be learned sitting down. Umeisa Torah, precious, and we lost the highest level of purity and abstinence from Olam Hazeh. Mishmesh Rabbi Shmuel and Pabi, who was a Kohen Gadol, a wealthy Kohen Gadol, batal zivakana, we lost the aura of Kohuna Mishmesh Rabbi, batal. Another Yerushchet, we lost a shining example of humility and Yerushchet. Tan Rabban, Rav Pinchas ben Minyan Omer, Shachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Mikdash was destroyed, Boishu Chaverim, upright people are now shamed and embarrassed to live their lifestyle of Bnei Chayrin, Boishu Chaverim, Bnei Chayrin, and likewise members of upright families are now relegated to the bottom of society, V'chafu Roisham, they cover their heads and their faces, all embarrassed and shamed. V'nidadlu anshei masa, and men of masa, proud men, upright people, have now totally weakened. V'gavra bali zroya, who takes over? Who runs the show? Strong men, bali lashen, sharp-tongued people, soundbite people, they run the show. V'ein derish, nobody's seeking Klal Yisrael's benefit. V'ein mevakish, nobody around to really daven for us. V'ein shoyel, nobody inquiring about them. Al mi lanu lishoyin, we only have one to rely on, that's Hashem, al avinu shemayim. Rabbeza gadol imam, yom shachar v'esam milosh, once the churban happened, everything went downhill, everybody lost their levels. Shoru chachamaya, shoru means it began, chachamaya means the chachamim of yesteryear, l'mavik is a fry, they went down a level, today they're like, they became like, malam de tinoikis, rabbeim of children who are very nice, but not on the level of great amit chachamim, So yesterday's Chachamim, today is Rabbeim. Mr. Fraya and the Rabbeim of the children, Kachaznaya, they went down a level. They're like yesteryear's shul administrators. V'chaznaya and the Chazanim, Misham She'atzibur, Kama Da'ara. They started behaving like Amia Oretz, Ama Da'ara. What about the Ama Oretz? What are they like? Ozlov Adildolo, they're just downhill. V'ein Shoel, V'mabakesh, Almish, L'min Shoein. Alavinish V'ashamayim, only Hashem. Bikvis Mashiach, the end of the Golas. As we're about to experience Mashiach, what's going to happen? Chutzpah, brazenness, yaske, will be an increase in brazenness, v'yoker, and everything will be expensive, yamer, that will be prevalent. There will be so much yoker in the world. Hagef antite imperial, there will be an abundance of wine, but because everybody's addicted by yain b'yoker, the wine prices will skyrocket. Umalchus, and the authority to Afa Chominis will turn into an atheist authority. Vein techachas, and there's no admonishing, nobody setting things straight. Beis Vad, a place of gathering of Chachamim, which up until now was meant for spiritual, to pursue spiritual pursuits, Yilas Nus, will turn into a place where they sit and discuss pleasures. Va'Golul Yecharev, the place called Golul in Eretz Yisrael, will be destroyed. Va'Gavon, the other location, Yishon, will become desolate. Ve'Anshei Gvul, the members of Yisrael living among the boundaries will no longer feel safe. Yisovu Mil'ir, and they'll wander from one town to the other, V'Lechanenu, with nobody caring for them. V'Chachmois Seifrim Tisrach, the wisdom of Chachamim, will be cast aside and not have any value. V'Yirei Chetim Asu, and those of fear Hashem will again be given little respect. V'Emestei Nederes, and real truth will be totally lacking and missing. Na'arim, youngsters, Pnei Skenim, Albinu, will embarrass the older people, Zakenim, older people, Yamdu, Pnei Ktanim, will get up in honor in front of youngsters, Ben Menavel Av. A son will insult his father. Bas Kama Be'ima, likewise, a daughter to her mother, Kala B'chames, a daughter to her mother-in-law. Oive Insha Anshe Beis, even one's family members will dislike him. Pnei Ador, Kipnei Akela, if you take a look at the face of the people in the generation, no shame and embarrassment like a dog. Habein Einem is Ba'ish Mo'aviv, son has no shame from his father. Valmal Yeshlan Lishoin, only one to rely on, which is our dear father in heaven, Alvinish Hashemai. So back to the beginning of the Mishnah, we learned that during that pulmus of Aspasianus, they made a gzera, a chosin will not wear an atara. Amar Rav, that's only a concern if it's real elaborate atara, lishon elosha malach v'gafer, it's made out of salt stone and sulfur, it's nice and elaborate. Avashal hadash shalver, the more plainer version made of myrtle and roses, mutter would be okay. Ushmol amar avashal hadash shalver, also even that version is not acceptable. Shalkanam shalchelas mutter, however using reeds and those plants would be okay, that's a very basic version, and that was not included in the ban. V'levi amar no af shal kanum shal chelas aser, even that very basic version is aser. V'chein tanei Levi must they say, and likewise Levi presented in his brisa af shal kanum shal chelas is aser. What else was banned? Eros, ma'ala eros, my eros. What exactly is this? Some sort of bell. Amar Rav Elazar tavla dechad puma, sort of a tray with a bell. Rabba Rav Huna avad le lebrei tanbura. So when Rabba married off his son Rav Huna, we had him on Amar Aleph, right? Avad le lebrei tanbura. He made a tambourine for his son, some sort of a drum to use at the wedding. Asa avua. So Rabba's father, who was Rav Huna, came along tavra and he broke it. Why are you using an instrument? Armalei, he says, michle betavlat chad puma, it's very close and it resembles that other instrument, and therefore don't use it. Zil avad le apuma da chatzpo, or apuma da kfiz, if you really want an instrument, do it in an improvised way, run the material over a chatzpo, over some sort of a pitcher or barrel, and use it as a drum, or apuma da kfiz, or over a container. B'pomo shal titus gazra taras kalois, a kala will not wear an atara. Maya taras kalois, what exactly is that? Amar Rabbi Ruchan Rabbi Yechanan, ir shal zav, it's some sort of crown which contains its gold engraving of Yerushalayim. Tani nam yachay, we learned the same in a braisa, ezeo ataras kalois, ir shal zav. So that elaborate version is asra, aval oisa kipa shal melas, but you can use some sort of cap made of clean white wool, that's okay. Tana will enter a brisa. Af al chupas chasonim gazra, they also banned a chupa, a canopy done in honor of the chasin. My chupas chasonim, what type of chupa version are we speaking about? Zohiris hamuz havais, made of reddish and goldish material. Tanya mihache, we learned the same in a brisa. Elein chupas chasonim, what is considered chupas chasonim? Which we learned was banned. Zohiris hamuz havais. Avol says, the Gemara, if it's a scaled down version, a basic version, it's okay. Avol oisa papyrus, you can make some sort of wooden frame, but toilabo kol mashi yirtz, and hang all types of materials from it. What else was banned? V'shalei lamed espenei yevonis. Don't teach your child Greek mythology. Tan rabbanan k'shetzor malchi beis chashmonai ze'al ze. So he had two descendants of the Chashmonai family. One's name was Hyrcanus, the other one was Aristobulus. They were actually brothers, and they were struggling, battling over the Malucha. They each wanted to be a king, and Hyrcanus was laying siege on Yerushalayim, and he joined up with some Gentiles who were now attacking Yerushalayim. When the two kings of the Malchut Beis Chashmonai were battling each other and sieging each other, Hyrcanus was on the outside, and he was on the inside. So what did they do every day to procure carbonis? So the ones inside would send out baskets with a basket full of coins. And in exchange, the ones outside would do them a favor and exchange the coins, put it in, two animals for the carbon tamid, back up through the wall. There was an older man there, on the inside of Yerushalayim, who was apparently siding with a fellow outside. Now he was proficient in this Greek way of expression and their codes, so he wanted to send a message to the ones outside. Laws lahem b'chachmas yevanis. He sent them this code through Yevanis as follows. Amar lahem, he tells them, kolzman shal iskim b'avoyde. If you want to overpower the ones here in Yerushalayim, I'll give you a trick. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a tip. As long as they're doing the avoid in the base of Migdash, guess what? They're fully protected. Einem serem biyatchem, nothing doing, they're not going to lose. So you must stop sending in the karbanis. Lamachar, so the next day, shil shalulahem dinarim bekupa. So unbeknownst to the ones inside, they sent out the basket of coins, as usual. And what they get in return? Lo yaleinu vehelu lahem chazir. The ones outside were brazen enough to send a chazir on the way back. Once the chazir reached halfway up the wall, he stuck his nail to the wall, and the whole country shook because of this terrible, terrible chilul Hashem, this bezayin, this dazer, his shul quivered. Arbame is parsa, the entire area of his shul 400 parsa. Oysa shul amra. At that point, Chacham was so disgusted with this type of behavior. They said like this: Arur adam shigad lechazir, cursed is one who raises swine. Varur adam shilamed lunei chachmas yevanis. Likewise, for a person who teaches his son this type of wisdom, this type of chachma, this type of culture. V'aloisa shana. In fact, on account of that year, shanina, we had in the Mishnah in Menachos, because the ones laying siege on Yerushalayim burnt the whole area. They destroyed all the fields and all the grain, so that the ones in Yerushalayim should not have access to food. And when time came to get the oimer material for the carbon, they had to go looking far away till they found something. Shanina, we learned in the Mishnah Masa. In fact, it happened once in history. Typically, the omer would be brought from local grain near Yerushalayim to keep it fresh. But because it was destroyed, it was unavailable. Masu bo omer, the omer material for the Beis HaMikdash came from a faraway area, Megagai Strifim. The shtei alechem material came in Bikas Ein Soicher. So bottom line, Chachmas Yevanis is not to be learned and taught. Eini, is that true? V'amar Rebbe HaKadosh tells us. I have a question about Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, why are they speaking this strange language. Lashon Sirsi Lama. Lashon Sirsi was sort of a cross between Lashon Kodesh and like Aramaic. So why are they using this language? Either or. Ella e Lashon Kodesh. Either speak straight Lashon Kodesh. E Lashon Yevanis. Or go to Lashon Yevanis. Why speak some sort of, improvised language? Vam Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef had the same complaint in Babel. The Babel, why are they speaking Lashon Arami, Aramaic, which is sort of a perversion of Lashon Kodesh? Lama. Elo oy Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon Parsi, either speak Lashon HaKodesh or Persians. Bottom line, Rebbe advocates speaking Yevanis, and we just said it was banned. Answers the Gemara, big difference. The language or the culture. Lashon Yevanis Lachud, V'chachmas Yevanis Lachud. Merely speaking the language, that's not a problem. They banned Chachmas Yevanis, which relates to their culture and their, intellectual world. Says the Gemara, V'chachmas Yevanis mi'asira. Is Greek mythology really asir? What does the pasuk in Eicha mean when it says, "Eini oylu l'nafshi"? I'm so sad. Mikol b'nais iri, on account of all the b'nais iri. Elaf yilodin. There were 1,000 boys. Hayu beis Abba, grew up in my father's household. This was the house of the Nasi, Rav Gamliel the Nasi. And out of the thousand, we have like this: Chamesh Meis Lomdu Torah. 500 of them were immersed in Torah. V'Chamesh Meis Lomdu Chachmas Yivani. The other 500 learned the Chachmas Yivani. V'Li Nishtar Men Alani Kan Uben Achi Abba Ba'Asi. The only remnants of that whole household are just two: myself, Ani Kan, myself over here, Uben Achi Abba, the son of my father's brother, my cousin Ba'Asi in Asi. Bottom line: 500 were involved in Chachmas Yivanis, not Lashon Yivani, Chachmas Yivanis. They were educated in the Greek Chachma. Says the Gemara, there was an exception, there was a special heter, because Shani, Shel Beis Rav Gamliel, the ones who grew up in Rav Gamliel's household are different. The Koyvin, the Machos Havo, they were close to the authorities, and you know, they had to be well versed and proficient in this type of culture, so that they could gain the authorities' respect and interact with them. The Sani, we have a similar brisa. Misaper kumi. If one presents himself in this type of hairstyle, he shaves the front of his hair, leaves the back long, which they used to do for avodah zarah. Harizim midarki amiri. This is the ways of the amiri, not to be done. However, Avtumas ben Reuven, that was his name, he tirul lesaper kumi. They allowed him to adopt this hairstyle, shukar lemachos, because of his closeness to the authorities. Shalbei Shem Gamliel. Likewise, in Rav Gamliel's household, he tirul them chachmas yivanis. They had a special heter for chachmas yivanis for the same reason, repnei shekreven lemachos. The Pulmus Achron, the last Pulmus, which brought about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Gozru Shleitetza Kalabat Perion. But eventually the Rachachamim reversed that and they allowed it. My time, why they allowed Mishum Tzniusa? Because it actually enhances the Tznius. Mishmeish Rabbi Yochanan Batla Chachm, Tanabonim. So we had a whole long list in the Mishnah. What happened when each of these Chachamim died? What special quality did we lose? Tanur Rabbanan, we have a Braisa which elaborates further. Mishimesh Rabbi Lezer, who was fully proficient in the entire Torah, Nigna Sefer Torah, it's as though the Sefer Torah was buried. Mishimesh Rabbi Yeshua, Batla Eitzah Machshavah, when Yeshua passed away, he had the ability to provide Eitzah, advice and insight, he was a deep thinker, we lost that. Batla Eitzah Machshavah. Mishimesh Rabbi Kiva, Batlu is really Torah. We lost the arm of Torah. We had the Imek HaSvara, the depth of analysis. We lost that. Nistatma, Mayinas HaChachma. We lost the wellsprings of Torah wisdom. Mishabei, Shabbalazab and Azari, Batlu Atrois Chachma. We lost the Atara of Chachma, the crown of Torah of Chachma, because Shabbalazab and Azari was a big Talmud Chachma and also very wealthy, which adorns Chachma and gives them that respect. Shateras Chachamim, the Atara of a Chacham is Ashram, their wealth. Mishamei, Shabbachinin ben Doisa, we had this in the Mishnah. Batlo Anshe Maisa, we lost people who can rely on their ability to execute Masim, even miraculous ones. Mishamei, Abba Yosef and Katnusa, Batlo Chasidim, we lost the Chasidim. Lomit Mishamei, Abba Yosef and Katnusa, Shahaya, he was the Mikatne Chasidim, of the smallest of the Chasidim. Mishamei, Ben Azai, Batla Shakdanim, we lost the diligent learners. Mishmeis ben Zayim, Batla Darshanim, Mishmeis Rav Gamliel, Ola Goyvai. Suddenly there was an increase in grasshoppers, Barabot Tzorois, and an increase in misfortunes all around. Mishmeis Rebbe, Huchbul Tzorois, there was a doubling of misfortune and Tzorois. Mishmeis Rebbe, the Mishnah says, Batla Anavav Yerschit, we lost humility. Amali Rav Yosef Latanas, Rav Yosef told the Chachma, who was presenting the Mishnah to him, like this, Anavav, don't mention that we lost the Anava when Rebbe passed away, because I'm also a living example of utmost humility. And the Mefarshim explained that a real humble person, a real Anav, knows that he's an Anav. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course he knew the Pasuk, says that he was the biggest Anav, the most modest person. Big deal. It's only natural. This is what I'm meant to do. Maybe she gave me talents and abilities, I'm just carrying it out. And I know I'm an Anav. That too. He's aware. It's not a contradiction to his anava to know that in fact he's an anav. Amalei Rav Nachman Latana. Like as Rav Nachman tells the Tana Letitni Yerushchei, don't mention that we lost Yerushchei Dikana, because I'm also a living example of Yerushchei. And the point was simply to tell their Talmidim, look, don't give up hope. You still have a living example of these ideals, anava Yerushchei, Shabizeichet, the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash and restoration of all these true milos on the highest level. So what do we learn today? We learned about the tefillah of David HaMelech to endow Klal Yisrael with wealth. We have Chavakuk asking a similar thing about Talmid HaChamim. We learned about Talmid HaChamim who must get along with each other to lead their city properly. One who is Oisik Batera Metechatchak has special power in his tefillah. We learned about a person who has Madregas Haftahara. He could discern the Reach of the special fruits. We learned about the progressive enactment of various gzeres and takanis to minimize our expression of joy in commemoration of various churbanis that we went through, which ultimately concluded with the churban habayis. And then we have a whole list of chachamim, and as they passed away, we lost these qualities which were unique to these chachamim. We should be zeichet to Rabbini Meis Hamidrash b'meher v'yameinu. And restoration of full simcha v'tov leva. Maybe we all be zeicha to learn many more mesechtas together. Hadran loch egla rufa, stikla mesecha soita. We should learn simcha, mitaycha chava, gezunta heit, and always have surah's teva. It's a pleasure learning together. Ad v'yaskei el tzedek, v'mher v'yamin amin.
I know you the nose is the Zeus after you row. He Elon who was the Yoyro. Oh, he's big day the nose, you the nose is the Zeus after you row. He Elon who was the Yoyro. I know you the nose is the Zeus after you row. He Elon who was the Yoyro.